It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what is going on in the world of music. I'm Jay Gabler. Jade is out today. She'll be back on Monday, but today is Friday, August 3rd. Today we're going to learn what is the hottest single in the history of Billboard's Hot 100. We're going to learn about a new interactive tribute to Adam Yauch of the Beastie Boys. But first, here are a few of today's headlines. The Los Angeles District Attorney is reviewing allegations of sexual assault against Nick Carter of the Backstreet Boys. Authorities say they have received a report of an incident in 2003. We don't know much more right now about what the details of that particular allegation are, but actor Melissa Schumann has publicly accused Nick Carter of raping her when the two were filming a TV movie together in that year. The Mariners. The Seattle Mariners are hosting a night dedicated to the legendary grunge band Alice in Chains. You know, the Tigers have Jack White, the Cubs have got Eddie Vedder, the Giants have Metallica, the Minnesota Twins posthumously have Prince, and now the Mariners have Alice in Chains. The Mariners will be hosting a night dedicated to Alice in Chains at Safeco Field on August 20th. Fans who buy tickets in a special package will get a t-shirt, copy of the band's new album, Rain or Fog, and an invitation to a listening party for the album, which will officially come out 4 days later on August 21st. Whether the band will be serenading the fans with their grunged-up version of the national anthem is yet to be determined. Speaking of 90s rockers, the Smashing Pumpkins officially celebrated their 30th anniversary last night in New Jersey at a star-studded show that, as promised, featured guest appearances by Courtney Love, Peter Hook of New Order, who also happens to be the band's current bassist's father, Chino Moreno, and Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray. So, yeah, this happened. Smashing Pumpkins with Mark McGrath played Sugar Ray's 1997 hit Fly. And it was weird, but you know, after 30 years, you do what you want. Courtney Love joined the band for a couple of Hole songs, co-written by Billy Corgan, and she stuck around for Smashing Pumpkins' song, Bullet with Butterfly Wings. Here's a little clip of Courtney Love with Smashing Pumpkins doing Hole's Celebrity Skin. Look at my face. So tomorrow, Saturday, marks the 60th anniversary of a chart that has come to define success in the pop world, at least in terms of singles. Billboard's Hot 100 chart rolled out 60 years ago tomorrow, and Billboard is celebrating the anniversary by clocking the most successful songs in the history of the Hot 100 chart. If you look at the top 10 list, and you can see the whole chart over at Billboard's site, which you can access via the music news feature at thecurrent.org, if you look at the top 10 list, there are a few songs that you might have forgotten were as successful as they were if you're around for example, Olivia Newton-John's Physical, massive, massive hit, one of the most massive hits, in fact, in the history of the Hot 100. Then there's some where you'll be like, oh yeah, I remember dancing to that again and again and again and again and again, like Los Del Rio's Macarena. A couple of old school favorites like Bobby Darin's Mack the Knife. And I'll save you a click. The second most successful single in the history of Billboard's Hot 100 is Santana's 1999 hit Smooth, featuring Rob Thomas. That has been an inescapable song for almost two decades. But the hottest single in the history of Billboard's Hot 100 is a song that has ascended the charts multiple times as successive generations have discovered the timeless appeal of Chubby Checker's The Twist. Come on, baby. Let's do the twist. So there's a new interactive tribute to Adam Yauch of the Beastie Boys. In addition to being a rapper, he was also a filmmaker. He co-founded a company called Oscilloscope Laboratories, and that company has just launched an interactive feature called The House That Yauch Built, which is an interactive online tour of the company's longtime headquarters in New York. If you've ever done like Google Maps Street View, it's kind of like that, except you're moving through a studio space where you can see the offices. You can go into Adam Yauch's personal office and see what paraphernalia he he had around. You can see some cool old school Beastie Boys equipment, soundboards. You can see MTV Moon Man Awards. And a lot of the things that you see, you can click on to learn a little bit more about them. There are interactive features, including video of Seth Rogen talking about the Beastie Boys influence. There's footage of Mike D talking about going back to work after 9/11. And if you click on a lab coat, producer John Duran of Oscilloscope Laboratories talks about how it came to be that Adam Yauch decided that everybody at Oscilloscope Laboratories had to have their own lab coat.
There's a past story the band had some other moment in time maybe where they performed in lab coats, but Yauch then came in one time and like just came right to me and was like, it's time. We all got to be wearing lab coats and we got to have like goggles and can you figure out where we can get these?
You can see this feature via link at thecurrent.org. So August has just begun, but the question of what will be the song of the summer is pretty well sealed up. Drake's song, In My Feelings, from his new album Scorpion, has been massive this summer. It is currently sitting at the top of the Billboard Hot 100. It's a very catchy, very fun song. But one thing that has really contributed to this song being so huge this summer is the In My Feelings Challenge. You might have made a video yourself or certainly seen video of friends and celebrities doing this dance. An American comedian named Shiggy made this video of himself jumping out of a car and doing this really fun dance to the song In My Feelings, and that turned into the In My Feelings Challenge, where celebrities like Will Smith and DJ Khaled are posting video of themselves doing this fun little dance to Drake's hit In My Feelings. People are jumping out of cars. Federal authorities had to warn people, listen, it's not safe to exit a moving vehicle, fun though this dance may be. So finally now Drake himself has accepted the In My Feelings Challenge by way of a new video that he's released for the song. And in the video, shot in New Orleans, he himself is doing this dance. Shiggy makes a cameo as kind of a production assistant waiting for Drake to come on set. And Drake, in a skit at the end of the video, is kind of haunted by what he in the video has as a dream. But my favorite cameo in the video is of the legendary Felicia Rashad, who appears in an opening skit as the mother of Drake's love interest.
Why don't you go to your mama's house and make all that racket?
Trap. Money,
and that's today's music news. I'm Jay Gabler. Our producer is Luke Taylor. You can read more about all these stories, see the In My Feelings video over at thecurrent.org. And we'll be back on Monday with more music news headlines.
Because I want you and I need you and I'm down for you.